Since Texas passed the law at the center of the Supreme Court case, more than half of the clinics in the state that perform abortions have closed. That means that today's ruling was an emotional one for people on both sides of the debate there. NPR's Wade Goodwin has their reaction.
In women's clinics across the state, abortion rights advocates gathered this morning and waited to hear the Supreme Court's ruling. At the Houston Women's Clinic, they sat together hopefully, anxiously, fearfully, their eyes glued to their cell phones, waiting for the website SCOTUS blog to report the news. Houston Public Media was there too. Women's Clinic counselor Jessica Rossi saw it first.
Yes! The decision of the Fifth Circuit is reversed!
Yes!
The vote is 5-3!
Yeah.
5-3!
In Austin, they gathered at the now-closed Whole Women's Health Clinic. Whole Women's Health was the lead plaintiff in the case. Heather Busby was there. She's the executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice Texas. Busby says that while today's decision was a major win, over the last 5 years, the state has wrecked its women's health care infrastructure.
Since 2011, we've lost more than 80, that's 80, family planning clinics around the state. And now we've lost abortion care clinics, which also provided family planning and well women exams and STI screening treatment. So we have a broken reproductive health care system in the state. Rebuilding it will not happen overnight. The fight continues. It continues to go on because Texas is still very hostile to reproductive health care.
We are very disappointed that the Supreme Court ruled the way it did today.
Joe Poyman is the executive director of Texas Alliance for Life.
We think it's a big setback, no question about it. It means that the state of Texas is not going to be able to enforce what we believe are very reasonable safety standards, and that's a very big disappointment to us.
The movement and its allies in the Republican-dominated Texas legislature say that while they may be wounded, they're ready with another strategy. John Sego is the legislative director of Texas Right to Life. Sego says they will shift focus from protecting the health of the woman to protecting the fetus from pain. They'll urge the Texas legislature to pass new laws that prohibit certain types of abortion procedures.
So in Texas, we're recommending passing the dismemberment abortion ban, a law that would prohibit dismemberment abortion, the specific method of abortion that takes the life of the preborn child by taking its limbs apart.
As for Planned Parenthood, instead of fighting a rear guard defensive action as it has the last 3 years, it will use the Supreme Court's decision to go on the offensive and remove state restrictions on abortion rights. Don Legans is the executive vice president of Planned Parenthood.
States like Texas, Ohio, Arizona, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, all should have regulations that should fall as a result of this.
And so the passionate fight over abortion moves to its next front, each side every bit as determined as before. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.